This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, at get involved, get engaged, be involved, be engaged. Seriously, on a regular basis, I am Joe Bassini, your host. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly be engaged, doing what you need to do, doing what you're supposed to be doing. All right, look, here's the deal. Yes, I know. Don't write, don't call. I got it. I understand. All right, we have three ways to do this. One is, you really want me to go over everything that we always do? If you want information about this show, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on the website. It tells you about the shows, what's happening. And seriously, people, we need to get down to it. We've got so much to cover tonight. It's been a crazy weekend. And I know some of you, I've been getting calls from you guys all weekend long. Can we please not get crazy? Can we please let this play out a little bit? Now, get out there, push back, fight. Right? I mean, seriously, don't let them get away with this. I am tired of hearing about how this was a mandate. Are these people serious? Joe Biden won by like 3 points, they didn't win. But for now, for the moment, he's up about 3 points. So the bottom line with this was not a mandate. This was a squeak by theft. I'm just going to say it. It's true. And by the way, we lost Fox just to stop. We know who the powers to be are. We know the direction to be going in. We've been saying this for a long time. You've got OAN. You've got Newsmax. You've got me and a whole group of me's. No joke, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. By listening to mainstream media, you would think that Joe Biden is your current president. Guess what? He's not. Are we a constitutional republic, or are we a willy-nilly, we'll apply the laws any way we want to, how we want? First off, President Trump is within his legal right to challenge some of those votes that came in. Quite a few, as a matter of fact. And you're hearing this mantra that, well, even if he proves that there was voter fraud, there's not enough there in those states to turn it back around. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. When you bring in 24,000 votes, and they're all for Joe Biden, and Joe wins by like 7,000, whatever the number is right now, God only knows, it changes. They get those thrown out, and guess what happens? Yeah, Joey B doesn't get those electoral college votes. Have the votes been certified? No. The contested election, the votes have not been certified. Matter of fact, they're being challenged. There is no winner here yet. Al Gore fought for 30 days and they kept encouraging him to fight. But not Donald Trump. You realize it's always been like this? You know, the more you think about it. Now, they couldn't pull it off of Ronnie Reagan because he won by such big numbers. But they tried to do it with George Bush, George H.W., George Bush. These were all illegitimate presidents, remember? This is all they know. It's all they do. There's no construction. It's like where I live locally. They have a big echo chamber when it comes to politics. And there's four or five of these people who do nothing but tear apart the city, tear apart the people running the city, tear apart the people on the school boards. And you know what they do for the community? Nothing. They are as useless as ants underneath the rock. They do nothing for the community. And they'll tell you, well, yes, we do a great job for the community because we call out people like you. No, no, no. You're just a blowhole. You add no value whatsoever. Now, look, Joey B is getting a honeymoon, too, right? When he's technically, they think he's been elected. So what are they saying? Oh, look at the two first dogs we're going to have. And they show him pictures of his dog. Well, Joey's sitting on a bench. He has no idea where he's at. He probably doesn't even know the dog's name. But Donald Trump, from his day of impeachment, all we heard was impeach 45. Right? Now, you want to talk about Russian collusion or whatever collusion? There is none. There is none. Here's the deal. It was our local pollsters. It was our local media. It was our local, even our local Republicans, would I say that. Local to your area as well. There's many Republicans coming out right now saying he just needs to call it quits. I say no. Or what's the comment? Nay, nay. No, you don't call it quits. You don't stop. You never stop fighting. If you stop fighting, I don't want you anyway. It's just nuts. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, the polls had Joe up by what? 9 to 17 points. And right now, he is ahead by about 3 points while cheating for votes. The polls were a problem everywhere. Here's the problem. They have a huge effect on voters. I don't know why. I don't know why you guys let it happen. But they have a huge effect on voters. Right? Don't do this. Don't allow them to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. When you think your candidate is losing, and not by a few numbers, few percentage, big numbers, the problem is you don't come out and vote. You don't come out or you don't send money. You don't do anything because you figure, why waste your time? And I've been telling you for months, stop believing the polls. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. For Kimberly Moran, don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back.
For some of you that were complaining, which I don't know why, camera's back up. This is radio, by the way. Joe Mazzillo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just get with her, because I so much enjoy when she's on the show. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, and we have a really... Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did your husband get you off the ceiling yet?
Oh, you know, the saving grace in my world is that the entire New Hampshire legislature flipped from blue to red. So I'm loving life right now, to be honest.
And they couldn't steal that one? I don't know. What did they miss? They just figured they had it?
I have no idea. I think they did. But actually, I give credit to the New Hampshire GOP. They actually stepped up their game in an amazing way that I've never seen. Even the governor had, who was very popular, he had commercials with New Hampshire state senators.
Right.
And I had never ever seen that before.
Wow.
And I can't even tell you how many mailings.
The New Hampshire governor.
Yeah, people like the governor. You got to remember something about New Hampshire. Most of us are indies. We can be schizophrenic. I have been completely schizophrenic sometimes on ballots, voting for an independent, riding in my dog, voting for a libertarian, voting Republican. I don't vote Democrat. Just get that straight right now. But I've voted all over the place on my ballots, and I'm not the only one who does that.
Wow. What about the, you know, we heard, and frankly, I've heard it from you in the past, but this time we actually heard it from some of the news sources that, you know, in New Hampshire, you're allowed to vote from, if you're thinking about moving there, you can vote. Right?
Oh, I mean,
come on.
Yes.
You don't
we
even
let
have to
out-of-staters vote in our election. We let out-of-staters vote in our election. We have for years. The Democrats take full advantage of it because of all the college students. And the college students weren't even here for most of the year, but our stupid attorney general said, yeah, you can still vote here, even though they didn't have an address because they never came back to school.
God.
But they were registered to vote here. So instead of voting absentee in their home state or voting in their home state, they still got to vote here.
And probably still in their home state as well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the remote in their home state. Most
so that's
of them.
Kind of what they're fighting right now at the Trump levels. They're fighting all these votes where people don't live in a state. I know some people aren't really concerned with the individual vote, but I am, and I'll tell you why. When you look at some place like, I don't know, in Arizona, for instance, or Nevada, where you're talking about under 10,000 votes or just over 10,000 votes, and you find in the first wave, you find 3,000 to 6,000 votes that are people who don't live there, that are dead, already gone. This could make a major difference.
That's huge. And that's why I was on the break, I was talking to you, and I'm like, have we ever seen an election with so many states that were this close? You know, we pretty much know which states are going to go red, blue, right? But you got these swing states, and it's not a clear line drawn. They're very, very close.
Right.
Like Arizona right now, Trump is only behind Biden by 0.5.
Right.
That wasn't like that before.
Oh, so I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like people called Arizona for Biden thinking Trump couldn't make up the lead, but he already has.
Right.
Whether he wins or not, we don't know. But the point is, you know what? The point is, the media sucks. Okay, the pollsters, I know you were talking about it online, the pollsters, I learned to ignore polls. I used to look at it. I mean, I look at them, but I know it's crap, right?
Right.
A lot of regular people don't know that. The media, we know, is crap. I mean, if there's any question in anyone's mind after the past 4 years that the media, whether or not the media is crap, there's a problem in your brain.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'm not trying to say that to be insulting.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
When you just look at how they've treated Joe Biden in a few days after the election, we now know who the first dogs are going to be, right?
Oh, my God.
The dogs, right? And, you know, they're talking about everything he's going to do in his first couple of days. What are you going to do? I mean, think of it. It's a love fest. And what I love is, don't you love all the mainstream media showing you pictures of people in jubilation in the streets? They're so happy we're out from under this tyranny, and they're not having masks on. They're touching each other. They're not having masks on. Nobody's saying anything.
They're drinking out of the
anything.
Same bottles.
I know, right?
But that was all okay. That's okay, Joe.
But listen, between you and me, I don't know. If this thing spreads the way they say, you know, there'd be a lot of Democrats that'd be dead after this. I mean, think about it. I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm saying they're trying to tell us we have to stay away from each
They've
other.
They've been
or
telling
we're
us
kill
that
each
for
other,
months.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, the COVID, it was the one thing about the election was it was nice not to hear COVID fear-mongering for 3 days. That was the saving grace. But did you see today Beijing Biden came out with his COVID plan, which he never really told anyone. He plagiarized it from Trump. The only additional thing he added was he wants to enforce a mask mandate across the states. He's going to work with the governors. I'll tell you right now what a New Hampshire's going to do. It's going to be a middle finger, buddy. It's not happening in our world.
Oh, my God.
There would be.
You know what? Again, they voted him in. If this is real. No, hear me out.
Real,
this
yeah.
is real, and he really got voted in properly. Then this is what you guys wanted. This is what you boneheads because you didn't like the way another guy spoke.
So, yes, and the worst part about that is it is close still, right? But the worst part is this is our society. And there's already people saying, I didn't know he was going to do a mask mandate. I wish I didn't vote for him now. Are you kidding me? It's the media. Again, Joe, it all boils down. The biggest interference in our elections are the media. It's not Russia. It's not China, although the commie Chinese government helped Joe Biden out quite well this year.
Yep.
It's the media. And people need to realize that. I don't know where the hell you're supposed to get news. I go on Twitter all the time. That's where I go to find out real stories from people who are on the ground with video or whatever. You're not going to get it from the media. We've had this discussion over and over and over. You cannot, unless you can verify it for your own self, don't believe anything.
Yeah, it is amazing to me that they just can't, I don't know. I get irritated with all this stuff because you and I, we've been doing this for so long. You're trying to get people to understand. You're trying to get people to pay attention, and they still don't.
Yeah.
And not my listeners. Let's not insult everybody who listens to you.
No, not your listeners, not my readers. Oh, absolutely not. Those people all pay very good attention. They were turned on to the media's bias years ago. But a lot of regular people, I don't know how, but they still don't know. Like, if you're not on social media, and even if you are on social media, but all you do, you only have friends who, you know, post their kids and their dogs and whatever. If you don't know, you don't know. You don't know, Joe.
I'll give you that.
You
know? I got that. They make me nuts, though. They just make me nuts because
I know.
We put it out there. You read it. They can't get it on Twitter anymore. You know, because you're not going to get any help with Twitter and Facebook. I have probably 14 to 15 of my friends lost Facebook pages over the weekend. Okay? So don't tell me this isn't an effort for these people to shut us down. Joe Mussini, your host.
Completely intentional.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is
in the elderly versus younger people. But the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The U.S. passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. A new record of 128,412 new infections were reported on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, send me an email. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you are, spending with us. Seriously. Anyway, let me bring her on because I know she's chomping at the bit to come back. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me and love it tonight because she is, like, bouncing off the wall, aren't you?
That's true. The whole thing is just doesn't make any sense. That's all.
Well, here's the thing. And I love doing this to you and others, for that matter. You know, I mean, really, when you think about it, when you think about what Joey B, he's going to come out fighting. He wants to make these United States number one again. And the way he's going to do that, he's going to rejoin the Paris Accord. Number one. I know this is going to make you crazy. He's going to reinstate the DACA, going to join the World Health Organization, the one that covered for China. He's going to repeal the travel ban for, they've already got these pompous people have already got the executive orders ready to go.
Yep. So here's the thing. If they're certain that Biden won, why would they care about making sure our elections were valid so that the Americans in general know, yes, these were all legal votes. There was very little voter fraud or election fraud. This was a legit win, and he's good. Why would they not want to be part of that and say, yeah, we should look into this because it needs to be, we need to have free and fair elections?
Well, I'm with
Why
you.
Would they be so against this? That's what I don't understand. Like, you're making it look bad by saying, no, don't you dare. When voters have legit questions and concerns that there's been some kind of election fraud. If there isn't, it won't be a big deal, and Biden's still the lead. Right?
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know what they're so upset about.
Did Democrats complain when Gore wanted to... So when he did all that in 2000?
No. Nope.
Did Republicans? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. You know, we've been kind of joking about it, but it is very true. It's like, okay, so what do we do now? Do we, when we riot, do we go after Target? Or, I mean, what store do we hit first? Because we're conservatives.
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean, look, there was rioting in the street last week. And I think it was done to prove a point, to basically say This is what's going to happen if he gets reelected. Right? I'm just asking.
That's okay. I don't know if you saw it, but there was Antifa. I don't know if it was in Portland or not. They came out with the sign that said, F Trump, F Biden.
Well, we're going to burn the place down or something like
that. Yeah, something. They're not going to stop. They were riding under Obama and Biden. So was Black Lives Matter. I don't know why people, of course, the media doesn't tell, remind people of that information, but they were doing that back then. Ooh. They're not going to stop just because an old man Muppet is elected.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm really, and I mean this sincerely, I don't even know what to say about this, but only because I want to let this play out a little bit. I know that sounds kind of dangerous, but I don't think it is. I think if we keep pushing Trump and others to make a decision, to do something, to do whatever, then mistakes are going to be made. All right? He's canvassing now to find out who, you know, where the fraud took place. I have, anyway, story after story after story about voter fraud. All right, you cannot have, 24,000 ballots dropped off, and every one of them was for Biden, and there was nothing down ticket. So that's just a statistical impossibility. There isn't enough dope to smoke for that to make sense, for you to have to actually buy that idea. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, and so the other thing, too, is it happened in specifically only swing states.
Yeah, amazing how that was.
Where the races were close, and overnight, all of a sudden, all these votes came in for Biden, but none of them were for Trump.
Exactly.
That's kind of weird. Statistically and otherwise.
Dominion voting systems are being used in 28 different states. Okay. And that's the company at the center of all this controversy where they're having glitches with the systems.
Yep.
The two places you know they had glitches with the systems were Michigan and Georgia. And do you know one of the executive directors on that board, do you know who they work for? Directly?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, they don't work for directly George Soros, but it's...
No. Let's make it a little bit more believable for some people.
No, there's Open Society Foundation. One of the guys is on the board.
Yeah. Well, one of them works for Nancy Pelosi. Directly.
Oh, my God.
For Nancy Pelosi. But we let them get away with this.
Yeah.
We don't call it out, we don't scream, but we let them get away with it. We need to stop letting them get away with it.
Well, and I don't know, is it Dominion? I think it might be Dominion. They're owned by Canadians. It's a Canadian company.
It is.
Yeah.
I believe you, but...
Yeah, I looked into it. When somebody started bringing up this voting system, so I started looking into the voting systems in this country. And there's a couple that we use, around across the country. And one of them is Canadian-owned. It's like, hello?
Yeah.
Where are they coming up with that? Like, how is that even legal?
That,
And they manufactured parts in China! And they can connect to the internet.
Yeah,
whether they do or not, I don't know. But the fact that they can is a problem because if someone does
flip that switch,
that's, I studied cybersecurity a couple of classes ago, and I don't know that much about it, but I'm smart enough to know that, especially with the way the Chinese government breaks into all government things.
Listen, here's a big part of this, so that people aren't really... really, really, really paying attention to. Because to your point, most people see some of these things as not a big deal. But, now you have whistleblowers coming for it. And I was getting really irritated because, all these people claim to be Americans. They want the right thing. You heard about the woman that said that they were told specifically to go in and backdate. She came forward and talked about it. Thousands and thousands.
Was that the... She filled out an affidavit, right?
She did. She did now, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So now you have whistleblowers coming forward about what was going on in Nevada with the ballots, right? Two Michigan workers, they admit to throwing out thousands, tens of thousands of Trump ballots, which means they threw out tens of thousands of ballots or votes for the local senators and such. Right? Another whistleblower. This is what I'm talking about. If they can prove this stuff, if they can show this isn't days of old where they found, 10,000 ballots hiding somewhere. These are big numbers they're having to hit on. Right? Now, another Democrat whistleblower came forward and claimed that the Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, that he worked with a group that helped them rig the election. And Democrats are coming forward because they're upset. They want to win. There's a lot of rank. I say this on the show all the time. There's a lot of rank-and-file Democrats that want it done the right way. They want to win for real. And they're starting to come forward now.
Wow.
So,
meanwhile, we have stupid rhino Republicans who are saying he should just concede. I just want to know what the true, honest results were, and that the election was, it was run the way it was supposed to. I know there's voter fraud in every election, and it matters mostly on the lower levels where races can be won by one, right?
Yep.
That's, to me, even more important. But typically, in a presidential race, you have to commit acts of election fraud, not just one voter fraud here and there. It would have to be multiple people committing multiple acts of election fraud across these states. And do I believe that's possible? Well, absolutely, especially knowing Democrats, ends justify the means. They don't care. They just figure they'll never get caught. Do I know for sure? No, because I want to see the proof, and I want to see people put sent to prison if they did it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And again, but we need to stop this stuff. We need to find a way. And, with the Democrats, you're never going to get a law that says we have to clean up the voter rolls in any way, shape, or form. Because it's going to be voter disenfranchisement.
It is a law. That is a law.
Yeah. Yeah, but my point is, why aren't they... All right. So
they don't do it.
You have a judge that told the L.A. County... here's that sound again. Where's it coming from? Joe Messina, you're listening to The Real Side on GCL. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in the correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. We've got a lot going on tonight. We're going to bring on Dr. B in the next hour. She's going to talk about your anxiety now.
What do you think?
I mean, it's going to be bad. Seriously. You know, it's really funny how people... You talk about the let me just bring her on for a second. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, Kimberly, you know, I was thinking about how for the last 4 years, we've been hearing about how Trump has been triggering these weenies on the left, and now they need psychiatric care, and they need this, and they need that. They don't care about us. Not at all. Now they're telling us to suck it up. Too bad.
Oh.
Deal with it. What a bunch of loving people, huh?
No, no, no. It's better than that. They are telling us we need to unite and we need to heal. We need to just all unify as one. Two big middle fingers to you, kids. You spent 4 years. Actually, it's been 12 years that Democrats and the left have spent abusing, literally abusing anyone who disagreed with their policy, yeah. Calling people racist, white supremacist, Nazis, fascist, Hitler, doxing people, swatting people, threatening people's lives, actually getting violent with people, trying to suppress their free speech, and actually murdering people for disagreeing with their beliefs. You know what? Kiss my Irish. Blank. You know what? I am. Oh, unify my. Just can we get a little censor in here? I've also been mocking them incessantly. There's lots of memes out there. Resist. So I've been posting that gif to people. Resist. Impeach 46. Like, I've just been messing with them, mocking them. But there ain't no way I'm unifying squat. Not with people who for 12 years, it's not just been 4 years, guys. Remember that. 12 years, these people haven't been abusing us. Abuse. I'm not just talking, oh, you know, we disagree and whatever. They've been abusing Americans who disagree with their policies because their policies are freaking insane.
Yep.
But they've been abusing us, and there's no way in hell I am going to sit down and say, okay, let's just pretend it didn't happen. Not happening. I'm going to be a bigger you-know-what than I was before.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, I have decided no more. I'm done. I mean, you even look at one of my Facebook posts that says, that's it. It's over. If you guys really feel like you can cheat this much, right, for the power, you'll never use the power properly, ever. And you saw
Stewart. I want to know.
That should have sent the chills down your spine when he came out and basically said, we are going to change America. Change it from what? Into what?
They want to change America to a third world country. Biden's already promising to put America second, behind Europe, China, and all these other countries. He's doing exactly what Democrats have done for decades, and including Republicans as well.
Yeah.
Trump was the one who took all of that and said, take a hike. United States and Americans come first.
Well, they consider that Hitler-esque by putting our country first. Don't even tell you that. Very Nazi-ish.
If a president doesn't put his country first, he should be removed for treason.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I have to say about that. Why don't they just say they would have much more? The Democrats would have much more credibility.
Yeah.
And unity, if that's what they really want. If they said, you know what, we agree, we should audit the election, we should understand, you know, and make sure that we have all these votes that are legit for our buddy Beijing Biden. They really need to, if they cared and if they weren't concerned, that's what they would do if they cared about unity.
I just saw a news feed that said that no Republican running for Congress, rerunning, lost their seat as of yet. And they actually picked up seats. So if this was a mandate by the people, wouldn't they have wiped out those Republicans that are up for election and put Dems in there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what. So here's the thing. You know, we let out-of-staters vote in our election. We were already talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
And they typically vote only for the federal elections. They don't vote down ballot. They don't. And in our case,
they don't vote anybody down ballot because they don't live there, which you're right.
Exactly. So, but they vote in the federal and for the presidential and not anything else. So I've seen the ballots during a recount. That's the only reason I knew. I was like, oh, my God, why would people not vote down ballot? That's more important, to be honest.
Yep.
But it's just very strange, and I guess it's a way higher percentage than it normally ever is. That's a thing that happens, but it's a higher percentage than it normally is.
Wow.
Way high. This whole election is not normal.
No.
Yeah, we knew the pollsters would probably be wrong because they usually are, and I think in some cases they're intentionally wrong to try to suppress voters. But having the elections be this close in all these swing states, Just too many weird, strange things.
Yeah, I agree.
It's best for the entire country and for the next president, whether that's Biden or Trump, to make sure that this election was won fair and square. American voters and Americans need to know that, and we deserve that. And, of course, both candidates have the right to ask for that, right? Like, just like Gore did in Florida in 2000.
Yeah,
but if the Democrats really want to unify, you know, they'll say, yep, you know what, we stand behind you. We're going to keep moving along, doing what we're doing, but we will go along with you making sure that this election was won fair and square. If they don't do that, what are they trying to hide?
Well, to your point earlier, though, what's the problem with recounting and or auditing if you won fair and square? If you really feel like there was any problems, what's the issue? Hey, I got one to get your blood pressure even higher. You ready for this? We had a local man arrested because he refused to wear a mask in a restaurant. Okay?
What? Now,
they said he threatened them. But, you know, being a guy from Boston, can you imagine what he said? I'm not putting no mask on. If you get too close to me, I'm going to knock you out, all right? Just stay away from me. Keep your hands off me. I'm going to eat my food and leave.
Ugh.
In California, I'm sure that's like a threat with capital punishment behind it or something. I don't know.
Right.
It's just crazy to me, you know what? Anyway.
In Massachusetts, Marksachusetts, not only is there a mask mandate, but which there has been, but there's a curfew.
Really?
Yes. Only essential workers, or if you have a certain excuses, can you be out between 9:30 and 5:30, 9:30 at night, 5:30 in the morning.
That's now, heartbreaking, though. When you think about Boston stood for.
Yeah, no. Calvin Coolidge was the governor there once. He's my favorite president. He's turning over in his grave at what a cesspool that state is now. I know people who were indies, not hardcore like one party or the other, but truly like indies. They want to get the hell out of Massachusetts now. Multiple people, actually. I don't know if the curfew was because he thought Charlie Baker, who's supposedly a Republican, I don't know if it was because he thought people would riot if Trump won, or if it's because of the COVID.
He was trying to get him out of the bar.
They have a curfew. Was anybody actually in bars? I don't even know if bars are open.
He doesn't understand something. But Boston people, they're going to get their beer no matter what. Keep them out of the bar, they'll get it at home. Not a big deal. So.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
Let's go to the packy.
And
yeah.
And they'll get together.
A lot of people don't know what that word means.
No.
Packy, for those of you who don't know, is New England talk for package store, which is the same as a liquor store.
Yes. Anyhow.
I remember I said packy. When I was in England, I said we were going clubbing, and I said, when do we have to go to the packy? And apparently that's considered a racist term in England because it's a slur term for Pakistanis.
Oh.
And they looked at me like I had three heads. I'm like, what? What? So I had to, that's what we called it in New England. In Massachusetts, that's what we called it.
So good news for you, because you had asked me about this earlier. Let's say this thing really goes into a fight, right? And
yep.
Let's say some weird reason that they end up with the same amount of electoral college votes, right? Play with all these numbers and whatever.
Yep.
Or you can't get, you really can't get to the number you need. Guess who elects the president?
God help me, who?
Congress. Every state gets one vote. Okay, so even though California has 55 electoral college votes, it gets one vote. All right? And they're technically supposed to vote for president and then take a second vote for vice president. Right?
The all of Congress or just the House?
Just the House. I'm sorry. Just the House.
Why did they do that with those idiots?
Well, because remember something. The senators were never elected. You didn't
that's
have
right.
to worry
were,
about it. The senators represented the state were, no matter what anyhow.
Yep, that's right.
Right?
I wish we should
But this
back
is okay,
that,
because
whatever.
Right now, we would have the votes.
How?
Because we have more of the states.
Oh, I don't know. Don't clog my brain with stuff that I can't even contemplate right at the moment. I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
Tell people where to find you.
Quick. And ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Now you go finish your drink, okay?
I'm going to need one, let me tell you.
So I'm senior host, Kimberly. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, people. We have a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.